So why aren't we able to level up? Why aren't we, ladies, able to level up? Well, because the standard is maybe higher than what we feel like we can gain or achieve. And that's what you're offering, Linda, is, especially in the self-care summit, is to help them create the boundaries in their home, help them create the boundaries in their business and their relationships so that they can level up.
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, moms, working professionals, and amazing people pursuing their passions and going for their dreams. And I'm your host, Linda Mendible.
Cassie is a writer and speaker. She encourages Christian women leaders to stop doubting the adventure so they can live out their bravest story. She's been in the online space since 2015, and along the way, she's picked up a few side hustles, certified money gal and online launch strategist. She currently resides in the Central Valley of California with her husband, where they are raising their four girls and leaning into their own brave story. If she's not chasing her three wild and free girls, she can be found in the kitchen conjuring up sweet, yummy goodness or dreaming up her next adventure and helping others navigate theirs. So before I introduce Cassie, I'm just going to say, yes, I am totally reading a little bio blurb because I totally love introducing our guests in the most amazing way, amazing light. So please forgive me on those mistakes. But I always like to, because as a mompreneur, I don't like to re-record things. And I just like to go straight right in. Cassie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. And I think you read that really well. And also, I am really excited. I am so excited to be here and have a conversations with you this morning.
I am more excited because, you know, we're doing so much, Cassie, right? And so this is a little bit of like pulling the curtain, showing a little bit behind the scenes because we work together, right? We work together within Monetizing Mompreneurs in our summit section. Would you care to let us know? First, I want to go into what you do a little bit so people can get to know you and like what you do and where that's going. And then we'll go into how we've met.
Okay. I like that. Well, you pretty much said it in the bio. So, you know, I'm in the office today and I get to chat with you. I also chatted with you yesterday. I've got the kids running around. I homeschool them, but I've been able to build I was a single mom for a while, for many years, but then build a life where I get to work online a lot like you. I am your client.
Well, hold on. I'm also your client. So it goes both ways.
That's so funny. Yeah. So I help, I'm a certified money coach. And so because of my own debt story, I have a lot of skills and strategies and knowledge to help other women with their finances and helping them live out that money story in a healthier way. And then I landed on a internship with a team where I also got hands-on with a gal's platform. And I was so honored that she allowed me to play with her. I call them toys, her membership, her platform, her launches. And I just fell in love with launching things. And I couldn't give up both of those. So I'm a writer, I'm a speaker, I'm a certified money coach, and I like to launch things. I also like to make sourdough bread.
Oh, so you're a sour bread connoisseur then.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. That was so much. And, you know, I think what I love about like you, Cassie, and like working with you and just watching you and, you know, and gleaning honestly from you is that, you know, one, like your energy is awesome. Like, you know, like the way that you approach things, the way that you jump right into things. And I find that so refreshing and just your approach to things. And it could be because of your experiences, right? Because you've had those experiences in launching and you know, you've had those experiences and knowing what it is that you love doing. And I remember our conversations, especially when, you know, building out your website and looking at your funnels. I remember our conversation about like, well, you were like, I know they say to choose one thing, but these are the three areas. And I'm like, okay, Cassie, what do you want to be known for? And you're like, the number one thing that I find that stands out is that you want to be known for a writer. But you know, this is the thing though, I'm going to say, and then I'm going to let you speak because I see like you got some insight. But I want to say this, that as a writer and all these things that you do, it's all the element of being a good writer, because you have to have that energy and you have to kind of replicate that energy into words that people are able to feel it as well.
So yeah, Cassie, you're reminding me that I need to be a better writer.
Oh my goodness. you are great. You're great at everything that you do because of your approach, because you do write. You're writing our emails, right? You're writing, like you're communicating with people, and the way that you communicate with people and that relationship that you have in turn goes into that writing aspect. But yeah. Cassie, how did we meet? Because we're going to talk about Monetizing Entrepreneur Summit, yeah. Right?
Yes, we are.
That. Hold on. You said you wanted to, what do you say that we should talk about and what the audience should know about today's episode?
Okay, so let's talk about how we met, because that kind of goes into the launch. So I remember I was having a conversation with a friend and I said something negative. And she said about what I was wanting to build out, something I was wanting to do. And I was doubtful in it. And she said, Cassie, I believe that there is a woman out there to help you. I believe that there is plenty of, you know, that. And so she just reframed my mind. And I got off the phone with her. And later I was in the kitchen a couple of days later. And I just thought, you're going to go find that woman that's going to help you build out what you're wanting to do in the next phase of your business that you need help with. And I thought, okay, well, Lord, where am I going to go do this then? And sure enough, and let's give a shout out to, it was, Courtney, is it Richards?
Yeah. Courtney Richards. She was one of our summit guest speakers. Yes.
So it was in her chat from her Facebook group, because it was blowing up in there at that moment. And it was just like, go drop what you need in there. And so I dropped what I needed, which was help with funnels. And I thought in one capacity, but you thought in a much better capacity. So my scope was very small, but yours was very big, because that is a piece of what you do. So when I put that in there, you jumped on it because you needed something too. And I said, I wanted to barter at that time. And I need some help, because I needed financially, I was low with clients and finances, especially in that moment. I thought, well, I'm trying to save a little bit in this. So how can I do this smart, but still do it? And so you jumped on it. And then you're going to tell me why you jumped on it. But then we wound up being on it like a 2-hour phone call within a couple of days. And we just clicked.
Amen. Okay. So in my side, you know, I guess like for me, I knew I was looking for something and I didn't know what I was looking for. Have you ever been in that space that you're looking, you don't know what you need. And then I saw that, that message that you put in the group, because, you know, I'm in Courtney's group as well. And this is why Facebook groups are so powerful, because, and why community is so powerful, because they bring you the pieces that you need, you know, for growth, you know, and you gotta have faith, right? As an entrepreneur, you have to have faith, and you have to have belief that the right connections, and that's why affirmations are so important, because they affirm your direction, right? And so, you know, the declarations of your path. So, you know, they affirm your path. So anyway, and that's one of the reasons why we host Monetizing Entrepreneurs Summit and the community, so people can get connected with their next level, right? And so I saw your comment, I was like, shoot, I could totally help her out, you know? And, you know, and you said something about, right, being a launch, I don't even know.
Yeah, how I that- said, I said, I'm looking to barter, and this is what I need, and this is what I offer.
Exactly. And so I was like, shoot, I know I can totally like help her, you know, with the whole online funnel stuff, you know, because I've helped, you know, countless people and, you know, and just, you know, funnels are so essential. And I don't think people understand what a funnel is sometimes when it comes to online. So
yeah, you schooled me on that. And so I got like funnel 101, not 2301, but I got funnel 101 for sure.
Yes. And, you know, and it's all about that client journey, right? And what you're taking them through with your content. And so you have to kind of like place yourself into your customer's shoes and speak to them. And, you know, how would you feel if you needed this item? You know, like, I don't know, I grew up really practicing putting myself in other shoes. And I feel like that's one of the reasons that I can put it into practice within the funnel. But anyways, I was like, shoot, yes, absolutely. I need help with, you know, this piece of, you know, area. And I really thought of like, shoot, this is wonderful. We can both, you know, gain something here, right? We can both see if we jive well and work well together. And shoot, did we?
Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah, I think we're both very goal-oriented. And hit deadlines and we show up like when we set them, like that high responsibility level, which I think is what makes, you know, can make you successful.
Yeah. And definitely like just working with you, honestly, has helped me like, hit those deadlines. Cause I know right now we're a little bit behind with sending out our emails to our speakers, right? And that happens sometimes, right? Life can get in the way and not everything has to be perfect, right? Because I used to be like freaking out in moments like these, like, oh shoot, we didn't send the emails on the deadline. We didn't do X, Y, Z. And then
so the dates of that right there kind of suffocates you to where you spiral out, but you did really good this time. I don't think, you know, you beat yourself up a little bit, but I think you came back really well. I mean, you got a lot on your plate. You have to be kind to yourself.
You have to be kind. And you know what? And God always brings the right connections at the right time. And I think if we lose sight of that, we lose sight of our next step, our next direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go. So yes, one of the things that I always try to say, okay, for those listening, you know, what's going to be their greatest takeaway on today's episode? Because we're talking about monetizing mompreneurs. We talked about a few things, the importance of community, the importance of being plugged in and dropping things of what you need, you know, and bartering can go a long way and it can start bartering because now, you know, we are bartering a little bit, but we're also exchanging in invoices, right? You know, mm-hmm. And it's growing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're also-
And you had a bartering contract.
Yes, I do. I have a bartering contract. I should love that. Put that as a freebie.
You should. I loved that. That was really, really good. And so that's really important because, you know, I was really nervous about moving forward with you in relationship because I didn't have anyone that referred your credibility. And I know, I'm sure it was on you as well, right? That's a nervous thing to get into something and then you're knee deep and you're like, this was not the case for us, but we could have been knee deep and one of us was like off our rocker, right?
And yeah, that's true.
So that didn't happen. So anyway, I loved that you had that contract and like, I was like, you know what? She seems to like have a good head about her. I can see there's this high level, you know, obviously your online space, I could see, but hey, people can paint one picture and then they show up a whole different thing.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I mean, I try to lean with faith, of course, but also I've learned a lot, you know, like you've learned a lot, right? Like people can paint that one picture. They can say that they're really great at this and then boom, they're not, you know, it could happen, you know,
I love that you say you lead with faith because if we are saying community is important and these Facebook groups are important and these new connections are important, then that gut feeling, that leaning in, that after, you know, you and I got off the call and just really, you know, asking the Lord about it, like, and really kind of checking myself, And then knowing your boundaries, those are all really important. But I like that, you know, leading with faith like that. And then believing, like you said, that there is that person that's going to help get you to that next level, especially if this is a God thing, like, and you really have that, then it's really not about us. It's really not about us.
Exactly. And, you know, it's about that calling, right? Like, for instance, sometimes I get asked, like, what made me create the podcast? You know, and I honestly feel called to have this podcast. Has it been easy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Has it been a test of faith? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has been a journey. And people think that, oh, you know, when they see someone showing up, or maybe someone showing up consistently, like last week, and I don't know when this episode is going to air, but, you know, I did miss a week because, you know, life, right? And one of my goals is to be consistent and to give myself grace, because if you kind of like harp, oh, I missed this, and you kind of beat yourself, how can you get back up when you've already fallen and then you're beating yourself even more, you know? So you got to be quick to kind of like, okay, I've made a mistake. You know, you got to give yourself that grace and make that mistake work for you. Like, you know what? I've made a mistake here. I see it. And look at it objectively, like, shoot, you know, okay, I dropped the ball here. How can I learn from this and become better? And I feel like if us as entrepreneurs can kind of like grasp that and not, you know, and not allow that to not allow the mistake to define us, we can actually separate ourselves from that, right? Become a new creation, right? Mm-hmm. Almost like how God, you know, gives us that grace. That's why Jesus is so powerful, and his sacrifice is because, and people can't understand it, but it's because he allows us to like to start anew. And I think it's about, you know, we have to constant, right? The Bible talks about like, we have to constantly renew our minds. And each day it's a new day, right? Thank you God for this day that you've created, right?
His new because mercies are new.
Every day. And so I feel like if we take that approach, that mindfulness that God is trying to teach us within his word, like have wisdom, right? We were talking about wisdom earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Guard it around you, right? Have that wisdom and then take it in stride, because you never know who you might meet, but boom, that's a chance for you to learn something. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think if we approach things more with a faith, like there is something here I need to learn, and understand that if you go in with a good intention and a good heart, then, you know, then things will, you know, Romans 8:28. For those who love God, You know, all things work out for the good for those who love God, and God is love. So if you're working in love and you're working in those intentions, everything's going to work out for the good and for your good.
Right. And then the nugget, if it does not, then what did I take away from that? Because he is good. Yes. So there's good on the other side, even if that is painful and sore, it's the stretching that doesn't feel good, but he is still good.
Exactly. And it's almost like we've all had in our lives, you know, after, you know, we've all had things that failed, right? We've all had relationships that, you know, that have failed, right? And we all get to either become bitter from it or grow and learn and become better from it. Mm-hmm. Not bitter, but better.
Yeah. I talk a lot about being bitter, because bitter will hijack an adventure in a hot second.
Bitterness,
and how easy to be bitter in relationships and with God and in business and in whatever. It just seeps into every crack and crevice. Okay,
where are we gonna go from here, Cassie?
Well, we can switch it up, because we connected and it was about business, but we've found there's multi layers in there because our faith was in there. And I have loved, as we've moved forward with your launch, and then you worked with me on my pivot, because I was positioned as a money gal, and with that being my front page of my website. And then with the pivot, you helped me try to more position myself as a writer and speaker with these side hustles. And I know that that was a stretch for both of us to iron out that conversation. And what does that look like? So, but in our connecting, we have had some really cool conversations. So I think that's why it's going to be sometimes hard in this conversation to not go off on those tangents. But let's talk about the summit, because that's what we're working on right now with you, and we've, and how that summit is laid out and what we're currently doing and any golden nuggets that we have to offer behind the scenes on what we're learning. How about you want to go in that direction?
I absolutely love that. And, you know, one thing I'm going to preface with, both Cassie and I both have our littles with us. So our littles may run in and out of the room. You may hear music of, you know, different channels that they might be listening or playing games that they're playing. So I'm just going to preface with that. Of course, this is Monetizing Mompreneurs. So we're just being real, right? Because we talked about that today, right? Just be real, right? Because I was talking about how hard certain things are. And, you know, launching can be very stressful and hard. I honestly didn't know how many intricate little details are within launching. Mm-hmm. Like the emails, the swipe files, the communication, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, this is the tidbit of nugget that I can answer is, for me, I know where I'm lacking. I know where I lack and I know where I need help, right? Because of that, right? I'm not perfect. I can do it all in the sense of I can do all that I am called to do, but I can't do it all, you know? And you need a team. And a lot of people, you know, think that you have to have like a staff and a whole bunch of employees, right, when you're launching your business, but you can do things in a project by project basis, right? You can't have a team, you know, for a certain project and a certain timeline and obviously communicate that and then see where it goes from there. So in this Monetizing Mompreneur, as we met, I saw you needed help. I was like, shoot, I can help her. She can absolutely help me. And your personality jives so well with mine because I saw that you can fill in the gaps of where I am not good at. You fill those gaps. Like you're on point with communication. You're on point with the emails. You're on point with responding back. I get overwhelmed when it comes to emails. I get overwhelmed. I say, please don't not email me, DM me. Emails is very, I'm hardly in my inbox. And as much as I would love to respond, I respond to a lot of tickets, you know, customer tickets, and I can respond, you know, with my clients and what they need help with and support. But as far as answering emails, for whatever reason, it's almost like, you know, my Achilles heel.
I love it. I love that. You know what? You're the first person that I have had say that, except for the team that I was on, the author, she had so much going on that she had to find this way to make her emails work for her because she had so many of them. So I love that your way has been, okay, my email basically is for my current clients, the tickets that I need to help with your business and support. And then the DMs is almost how, and you know, the other people will say, oh, it's so unprofessional to DM me because, you know, it's my email. That's where you're supposed to be professional with me. But we don't have to be anything. We can be exactly what works for us and what we need to be. And you train those around you to show up in that way. I think that that's great, Linda.
Yeah. And that's why I communicate with you on Voxer because I can't mm-hmm. do it on the email. I can't do the email thing.
To be honest, I can't do email communication either. I really like Voxer. I'm an auto. That's the way I thrive like that quickly and shooting it off. But depending on who you're working with and what team it is, that leader, whoever's running that project, you have to kind of conform to them. And sometimes they want something else, but we do click in that way. I like Voxer too. Just boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why it took me such a long time to use ClickUp, right? You're in my ClickUp now.
Yeah, and that looks really good.
And we didn't work on ClickUp in the first, even though I had ClickUp, we did not work there. At first, we worked in Google Sheets, Google Doc. I mean, we still do all those things, but we had our checklist in our Google Doc.
Yeah. So this is what I learned with working with Lindis, because the last team that I launched lots of things with, we didn't use, we used Slack, we used, Google Docs, we used Trello. We used a variety of things, 360 Planner, but with Linda, she had a whole nother system and I had to come in and learn her system. And so she's using ClickUp now, which I really like that. We've got the emails organized in there, but also she has Airtable where she's collected a lot. And so this is important for you guys. If you have something you want to launch or being a part of a team, if you're a coach, however we grow to make money as I'm a writer and a speaker, and that doesn't always pay well right off the get-go. So you got to bring in money. So whatever that kind of side hustle looks like, but Linda had Airtable. And so that was really cool learning how she took in the applications and forms that way, got responses. You also have, let me tell y'all, this woman uses Trello like I have never seen before. It's like Trello on steroids, but it's good. It's like I say on steroids because she has really used it for her business, really well.
Some templates in my online shop, which includes basically web design, the funnels. So you guys are going to be seeing that soon. I'm still working on a couple of designs, but my whole thing is to give you a business kind of like here's some SOPs along with your website, but that's for the future. But yes, continue. I like this.
Yeah. I was just talking about and for the launch and how, and then managing with the speakers, and those that are going to be coming on, because each one of your, the whole summit is broken up into four pieces. So nine speakers coming up, but how we've been able to manage them, collect all the information. So you used Airtable. Right now you've got ClickUp, and I'm not sure how you found that, but that's a really neat resource too. Then you've got Trello, and just using all of this software to make this summit be able to roll out. It's taken a lot of resources.
I think it's all
capacity, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I like, okay. So I'm going to share the process. Because you're talking about how we use Trello like you've never seen, and I'm going to share how we use Trello. So the way I built my business, the start of it before ClickUp and before Monday, and because I try to use Monday. I got ClickUp because someone had actually switched me over there. She's like, you know what, you would be better on ClickUp. I'm like, I don't know, because I'm a very visual person and I like looking at Trello because you can put it in, like, you can see things a lot differently, right? And so I think the way I see things, I have to have it in these cards so I can like move it around where I need to have things, right? And ClickUp is like a checklist and I don't even know where to move around, but I'm getting a little bit more familiar. So within Trello, what I did was I first had a Google form application. That Google form application zapped the applicant into our Trello board, into a card, but I had all of the prerequisites of what I needed, all the information that I needed, so I can basically see who's going to speak and, who I want to look into further, who would be great for this, because I honestly wanted to bring in speakers that were a bit more seasoned, because we have free speaking engagements within Monetizing Mompreneurs that anyone can speak and be highlighted as a speaker within our Wednesday section. And so I wanted to have kind of like some prerequisites with our speakers that they know what a funnel is, that they know how, because if you have an email list of 1K, and that was one of the pre-qualifiers, then you know what you're doing and people are resonating with you and you're emailing your list, because it's very hard and difficult to build up to 1K. So once you have 1K, it's easy. You can double down, triple down, and you know that your funnels are working. and you have the, and you've gained that relationship with your people, and you are seen as a leader within your industry. And I know a lot of people don't like that. Oh, you know, I don't have an email list. Why is that the pre-qualifier? Well, we have ways, like I'm doing an audio bundle. We have ways that I can go alongside you with the monetizing entrepreneurs and help you grow your email list, you know, and that's getting plugged in, getting in our FB Lives, and then applying for our audio bundle, where people are going to download your content for free, and then people can get to know you more, you know, and we have kind of like a little bit of an interview process. And so we're doing that, and that's going to be launching kind of like either in the fall or winter, you know, either the fall 2023 or the winter. So I'm trying to help women like build their businesses, right? Because I feel like that's where I thrive behind the scenes, but I got to be in the scene so I can thrive behind the scenes. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It's a hard balance.
It's a hard balance.
So, and I don't even like that word balance, really. I can't stand it.
Or harmony. You got to harmonize.
There you go. That's better.
I heard that in a podcast. Someone said, yeah. I don't really believe in balance. What I believe is harmony, harmonizing.
I like that. And it flows, like being able flows. To. Yes. Like I yes. need to settle in. I need to, oh, I don't need to answer emails. I need to fold this freaking tall.
Laundry.
What? That's calling my name right now. Where we're even on this. And so I, yes, balance, but yeah. So you were talking about Trello and how you brought it in, and then we rabbit holed over to the 1K. I like that point. I like that point a lot on the 1K. I mean, I don't have 1K at all, but
there are some exceptions. I have brought in speakers that I see, and I love the way they're showing up, because one of the other qualifiers was Instagram. So you can, if you don't have 1K, you can still apply to the summit. But if your IG is kind of lacking, you know, and looks kind of muddy, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to pass. If your IG is popping, and that's another reason why I did a reel on like how to create a grid, like you don't have to have a beautiful IG, like create a grid, man. You know, like, I mean, you have to have kind of like a professional IG. If you're going to be chosen as a speaker, I'm going to see if you're a professional and you're exuding what it is that you're saying that you're a professional at. Because, you know, a part of having credibility is also having the knowledge of how people are going to perceive you. And so that's why a website is so important. That's why your social media is important. So when people land on your page, they can see, is this truly a professional, and will she be able to help me? Because if you're looking like a regular person on IG, you know, like a, you know, someone that's not incorporating their business within their IG, or not, you're not incorporating your business, and you're, you know, and you're looking more like, okay, you just have a profile, then how are people going to connect with you, right? Because IG is like, I don't know, for me, IG is pretty big. You know, mm-hmm. social media, it started with IG, then TikTok came, then other things came. Mm-hmm. So that's another pre-qualifier. So I look at both. I look at the 1K and look at the IG, because some people say they have 1K, and I'm looking at the IG and I'm like, where? Because they don't, I look at, and I look at their website. I'm like, I have no idea, because your website does not collect emails. So I don't know how you got that 1K. You know, because I don't see any collecting of emails. So I will look at those three things: your email list, your IG or your social media presence. Maybe you don't have that. Maybe some people have put their TikTok, like they don't have IG, they have TikTok. I look at that, and they're pretty valid, you know. And then their website, number one. If you don't have a website, I am so sorry. How are people going to download that free content that you're trying to put within our VIP offer, right? Because we need that VIP offer that you're helping others within receiving something, right?
Do you have people that submit an application and they don't have a website?
Yes.
Really?
Or they have a website, but it really is like, I have no idea what they do. You know, yeah. It doesn't articulate what they're doing. Right. I know people, yeah, people would shoot their shot, you know?
Well, and here's the thing, you know, because then that just hits the need that this is such a growing industry. I mean, Gary Vee talks about how like this is the time, like this is the time. And so if it is the time and it is so growing, then these essential pieces are basically like my generation of growing up, and like you need to get that bachelor's degree. You know, my dad didn't get a bachelor's and it was really important that we got a bachelor's. Well, here you're in this online space. It's like you have to have a website and it needs to look like this and it's got to be like that. that's that credibility. It's that leveling up of professionalism from,
it is,
you know, blue collar to white collar. Well, what did you have to do from going to blue collar to white collar?
Like what brings, yeah, how can people, you know, it's almost like your application, you know, like your resume, your website is almost like your online presence, your resume. Mm-hmm. How can people, you know, how can people invest in you and not feel like this is sketchy, this is a scam? Mm-hmm. If you have a website that screams scam, I'm gonna click out, you know, I don't want to be fished. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to the next, right? And I think that I see a lot of people bashing a website. And I think that that's wrong. Because if someone's gonna invest some, you know, pretty large sums, you know, I think you're leaving a service off of the table, not money off. You're leaving the, like you're not allowing yourself to serve your ideal customer in just a bigger capacity. Because whoever I'm going to invest in, I'm gonna check out their website, you know, I'm gonna check out like, you know, their quality, their, you know, because you know what they're projecting, what is it that they're putting out there, you know, before I, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and work with this person, you know, mm-hmm. because I know people are doing those IG profiles, those links, you know, like Linktree and stuff like that, they're great. You know, like Switchy is one that you can get on AppSumo. And if you go into my Instagram and follow me on my broadcast section, I always put in my most favorite AppSumo deals. And so I'm like lifetime deal, so you better get on that. But anyways, like if you are just doing Linktree or doing Switchy, which is also like a tracking, all that, those are used to collect information and numbers. And you have to understand once you have a website, you know, you are collecting also information and numbers because that's what you want. You want how many clicks, you know, when did they drop off? And that's why in order to have kind of like this online business where you are building like residual or even passive income, a website is ideal, you know, to do that. I feel like I went off on a tangent.
Well, we did, but I think that it's important because if you are getting those in like we tied it back around to the summit, and this is what we're doing is you are bringing speakers in that have not mastered, but definitely come to a level of place. And of course some have mastered, but coming to a leveling up and then they are handing over what they have gained in their expertise in the summit coming up, which is the self-care summit. So you qualified them. And then what you were talking about, what we've landed on was the need of being professional and why isn't that happening? Well, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of overwhelm. Like, how did I find you? I found you in that Facebook group. Why? Because I had a need. Well, guess what? I didn't have the finances really at that time without digging into my personal. I wanted my business to support that. And so I was like, okay, well, how can I barter and do that? And yes, it was overwhelming. It was crunch time because I was doing a lot in my personal life. Plus I added you in that and my business and changing and things. So it is overwhelming. And so why aren't we able to level up? Why aren't we, ladies, able to level up? Well, because the standard is maybe higher than what we feel like we can gain or achieve. And that's what you're offering, Linda, is especially in the self-care summit, is to help them create the boundaries in their home, help them create the boundaries in their business and their relationships so that they can level up, that they can look good online, that they can look good on social media, that they can create that funnel and get it sharpened and cleaned up. Like this is the self-care part of that summit. And I think that we can definitely pull your rabbit hole of going down that hole of, wow, they don't have one, you know, I don't have 1,000 on my email straight up. As soon as I saw your application way before and I was like, oh, I'm not completing that. I don't need to have 1,000, but you and I did build that relationship and my Instagram is clean. My Instagram is nice. And I do have a website and it's could use some help and it's in getting rehauled right now. But I like how you said, well, some people say, oh, well, I don't have that. Why do I need that? And we need to have a standard. We need to have standards.
And I don't want to knock it, you know, and I know there's people building their businesses off of not having a website, but having a Linktree is having a website. That's still a website. as a web presence. It's still kind of like a website, right? It's a web page that people go to and they can click on links. So, I mean, it's just they're shortening maybe that website experience. But let me ask you a question, Cassie. Did one of the deciding factors to work with me, did you check me out? Did you check my website out?
Yeah, okay. I did. You know, websites are important to me. And I don't know if it's because I've been online for so long, but websites are important to me. Yeah, they are. And I get what you're saying. I like that you brought that in and said, I'm not talking about making money. I think you can not have a website and make a lot of money. I think that I do like to look at your website if I want to build a relationship with you, because I want to, I mean, how else am I going to get to know you on this online space?
Let me ask you a question. Does Gary Vee have a website?
I've never been to his website.
He does. He totally has a website.
I love that. You're so funny. Let me ask you a question. I'm like, I've never been to his website, but you know what? So your point is I've built a relationship with him on IG.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Your social. So what do I look at? I look at the three things, right? Your email list, your IG, your social presence.
You just slammed me right now.
No, I didn't. No, it's not slamming. It's kind of like putting in context. Like,
right. I love that.
Like, how about if I tell somebody,
but Gary Vee, I'm not trying to work with. There's my other comeback on that. I'm like, well, boom. Wait, what is the difference there? Now, so I
if
have.
If you were trying to make an investment, if you were saying, okay, I want to
I have gone something. To Gary Vee and I had a business with my family in Vegas Off-Road Tours in Las Vegas. And we needed that website overdone. And we booked with his web company. $25,000 was what they wanted to build out that website. So I did reach out to do business, but not in the capacity of a personal.
Oh, and he does websites, huh? He builds.
Yeah,
websites?
That's his. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gary Vee's deep in all kinds of things, right? He's got wine. Okay. He's got websites.
Exactly. But why would this entrepreneur that's ridiculously famous, that I'm sure that a lot of people know who he is, and if you don't know, check him out. Look him up. I'm sure you're gonna pop in his website or social media presence, right? But what is okay? I didn't even know that he did websites, but I wonder why this man is investing in what in is actually giving that service to people who want to start this online business, and he's offering website services because he understands the power of that, right?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be offering a service, a web design service, if he didn't understand the power of that. And, you know, in the way that he speaks, right? He's a big speaker. He's, you know, the way that he talks, you know.
Because he didn't start off in that. He started off with his, you know, little business.
Okay, what is another person that you, like for me, I really enjoy following the host of the Gold Diggers podcast, and that's Jenna Kutcher. She has an absolutely amazing website. Mm-hmm. And do I go on her website? Absolutely. I totally go on her website, you know, and read her stories. And she grew fairly, really quickly. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. one of the reasons that she has grown so quickly is because she's also a blogger. She is a writer. Mm-hmm. She's a writer. She writes about what she's learning. And not only, I mean, I don't see much of like her post being about a lot about strategy. I see her more of her post being about her family and her brand, right? What she's representing, right?
Yeah, because even before she had the babies, she was talking about her love and her life and her struggle with trying to have the babies and her husband and that their relationship. So she always
her vulnerability.
She had always brought that into the table. And I also love how now she is a mompreneur, where before she wasn't, and she had more of a hustle mentality. That has absolutely shifted since having children.
Oh yeah, you change, you know.
And I love that because I met her as a mom and I was kind of, there was this disconnect. I was like, I can't hustle like you. It doesn't feel good like that. And then when she had kids, I was like, oh, I like this now. Now you're on my level.
And that's another reason.
Kind of slow down and feed the baby.
Yes. And now, you know, and she's understanding like time is your biggest commodity, right? Because now she's talking a lot about time, you know? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and a lot of people, you got to look at, you know, like when you follow these entrepreneurs, like Gary Vee is very hustle. I can't follow him. He's a lot like show up, you know? And for me, like my time is very precious, you know, and, you know, I'm not trying to grow super fast. Like some people, I'm trying to grow intentionally, you know, in a pace that I can keep up with, because I don't want to get, I've seen entrepreneurs get burnt out. I've seen relationships, divorces happen. I don't, you know, have you been long enough, right? Like,
I've seen why I'm women so slow moving. Yes, because I've had three babies, and then I have the adult, and then we're blending. I have an adult daughter, then we're blending a family, and then you're just trying to also find that place because there's so much growth, and you know,
it's, and you kinda, can sacrifice, right? There's a sacrifice in the entrepreneurship, right? Like, I've seen it. Like, I can either choose to take a break so I can get more time with my family, or I can just like later family, and I'm hustling. It's going to be for the greater good and the future. I shouldn't use it in that term, but it could feel like you're choosing between the two. And I've had to kind of like cancel certain appointments because my family came first, and some people didn't like that, you know, like, oh, you know, and I had to kind of like take it on the chin. Like, I understand, I'm so sorry. And I would give some gift cards out because I'm sorry I missed our appointment, because I'm sorry my family had to come first. Those
That's
are hard.
Really, really good, because this is my second go around of parenting with my oldest and then these three. And I've decided we're homeschooling them. And so that's on my plate on top of growing this business. And I look at them and I think, I don't care how slow I have to go, because they are my first priority. They are my first priority. So for you to be in your first round of parenting and growing a business and being intentional like that, because you won't get it back.
No, I started with growing my business with little ones on deck. You know, like, you know, like
you train them like that too, though, right? Because I really like that idea, because Reese, I mean, I was like nursing her and on a podcast, you know, like obviously not, but you know, it wasn't on video, but they start to learn.
Yes. And if you scroll down into like, if you go to, you know, Apple iTunes and you see my podcast, you see that I started kind of like in 2016 and I took a major break, and I'm back now more intentional, more focused, because my kids are older. You know, I couldn't keep up that pace. Even though I knew I was called to create this podcast, I knew that I was meant to, like, I don't know, it's just a feeling I have, like, I am meant to do this podcast. And there, yeah, does doubt creep up? Absolutely. Doubt creeps up, but there's something that keeps me going. There's something that doesn't allow me to allow this to drop and to just, you know what, let me have these conversations. Let me help you, you know, let me help these women not feel alone. And like, you're not the only one, like, you haven't missed the ball. Like, I remember there was a point of like, everyone has made it to the top. Cause I started almost like how I started in the time that Jenna Kutcher was still, I remember meeting her, you know, not meeting her in person, but like knowing her before she blew up, you know what I'm saying? Before she had the kids, and actually being in the same Facebook group that she was offering. I remember she was like offering this freebie, you know, and I knew her, you know, when she was building her email list. You know, and I've seen her kind of explode, and I'm like, man, because I had kids on deck, I was not able. I've seen a whole bunch of people start almost where I was, but I had kids on deck and they didn't, but they blew up because they had more time than what us moms. And if you're feeling like you've missed the ball, because I felt that, like, oh shoot, all the great players are already out there. What's going to make that? Am I even going to be a great player in this online game? Right.
I love that. I love that you really just touched on something, right? And I love that that's even coming up on the self-care and the summit and just talking about that pressure right there. But it really is about the kids and the family. And that's why you're doing this, is so you can be home with them, right? And but sometimes it can morph into something else, and the way our thoughts can go, but you're bringing it back. I like that, and saying, really, hold on, let's put it in perspective.
Amen. And so because of that, I focus more on running lean and creating kind of like more of a passive, like, what's my kind of like my whole my tech support, because I do tech support from after like I build a website, I do hosting and tech support for my clients. And that's kind of like my income, my passive income that comes in every month or you know, a big bonus once a year, because they're either paying yearly or they're paying monthly, and that keeps my business running. I'm able to take breaks. I'm able to, because those tech support issues doesn't need me. I do look at them, but I can hire an assistant or, you know, or hire someone, you know, hire that part out that doesn't absolutely need me. And that's the thing. Can your business run without you as a mompreneur? Have you structured your business to run without you? And that's your boundaries and a part of self-care, right?
I love the way that you fell. You probably kind of fell into that naturally too. And that's what we do by just showing up. You naturally fall into these places that, I mean, not accidentally, because you got to show up, but you naturally fall into these ways of making money.
Exactly. And so, you know, like you're, and if you don't give up, right? It's like mm-hmm. you, Cassie, you had to pivot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because you had certain, you knew where you were meant to be, but you have to also figure out a way that your business is paying for the endeavor, right? Mm-hmm. So what have you learned, Cassie? You know, because we're talking about self-care, we're talking about boundaries, and we're talking about behind the scenes of all of this. You know, what have you learned in the experience and the launch within your business pivoting, being a mompreneur, you know, and being in this online space? Because I love your website. Your website is gorgeous. You know, your web gal does a gorgeous job.
Yeah, I like her. Now what have we not learned? What do you not learn? I mean, and I'm not even so big. I feel so small in ways, but what I've been learning is a lot internally in my life, like in my home. I've been learning a lot with my relationship with the way God's growing me. I'm asking a lot of questions like, what if I don't learn and grow, if I don't have a growth mindset, I really have nothing to offer a client. And as a writer, that's where we get a lot of our inspiration is through our own life. So I've learned to take that serious and really document that in a lot of ways. And what does that look like for me in learning curves? Like right now, the Lord's really teaching me about reconciliation. And so I'm writing about what that looks like. That's the writer part of me. And then there's the business part. So the first website I had was just blogging, and it was serving single moms, because that's really what the Lord called me to first do online. That's where I learned about Facebook and how to post and how to have a graphic that was, you know, branded and Canva. And that's where I learned how to communicate with clients and start building, having forms and pulling out the things that I needed and getting, and knowing that I had a money thing to offer people with my story. So that's where I learned that. And then I shifted that into where that's the website now. And that's been the last 3 years. But I didn't have an expert like you to come in and kind of help me with some of those other areas. So now I'm honing it in, and I'm shifting it, and I'm repositioning. And so money won't be that front page. It will be more of an offer I have. So I think we learn as we go, and we take what we didn't know then, and we apply it now. And I'll do it again, just like you will, right? You'll just kind of keep advancing in it and finding your lane.
Absolutely. Like I have taken breaks, right? I have been in the position of like, I'm just going to throw everything away. You know, have you been there?
I haven't. I really like how you said I can't. And I heard recently like that's kind of like this mantle. It's almost like a mantle. Like you can't, I'm reading the Deborah mantle. And she talks about a mantle and how the Lord will lay a mantle on you. And sometimes it could be in many ways. It could be a writing. It could be writing. It could be business. But it's a heaviness that you can't just throw away. Like you said, the podcast is like it's a calling that you just can't, you know, maybe you pause and you stop, but it's something that you cannot run from.
I can't run from it, Cassie. Mm-hmm. I can't. This is something that it's almost like, you know, you have to do, right? Like it's a knowing, and because of that, it actually obliterates doubt. Like, okay, you know what? It might not be the number one, or it may. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that open, because you know, life and death and the power of the tongue, you know. It may be amazing. You know, it will, you know, Lord willing. Yeah, so I know we have about like 3 minutes left, and I know your time is absolutely precious and valuable. And honestly, I absolutely love working with you, Cassie. Thank you so much for just taking the leap, because I know we had that 2-hour conversation. You said, I will think about it. I'm so thankful. Because you did, you told me you felt an overwhelmingness. And then the next morning, it was almost like a weight had lifted, mm-hmm. and you decided to say yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for that yes. Because the first summit would not have been possible without you being part of it by God's grace.
That was fun. That was intense. That was fun. And ladies, you know, I love Linda's really positioned herself well to serve you guys. I love how she does that. And there are, you know, if I could just wrap up with anything, it's that overwhelm that will stop us, which is ultimately fear. Can I show up? Do I have the time? Sometimes it's healthy. I can't. But sometimes it wants to just cripple us, or it wants to stop us. So I think overwhelm is a powerful indicator of making sure you have healthy boundaries, putting things in perspective, getting your mind right so that you can dive into an adventure, because you and I would have really missed out on a lot of things had I let overwhelm hijack that.
Yeah, that's so good, because self-care, what is self-care? What is self-care to you, Cassie? And then we'll wrap it up that. What is self-care to you?
It's gotta be checking in on myself. Checking in on myself and kind of really going, okay, yeah, because nobody else can get inside my head and inside my heart, right? What do I need? What am I lacking? I've grown at this point in my life to be able to hear what I need, hear when I'm cranky, when I'm burnt out, or when I need a break, or when I just need to get out with the kids and get out of this office and stop doing all those things. And I, you know, that's probably the self-care for me, is knowing myself well enough at this stage of the game. And then the next thing is getting into the world and going outside. And it's so sweet to have little ones and to be able to build a business at the same time. Because when we do enter into their world, we get a fresh perspective and we get a break.
Amen. I know it's made me a better mom, and that's why I keep on going.
Yeah.
Cassie, where can people find you? Because you are a launch strategist. You're helping us with the Monetizing Mompreneurs launch. Where can people find you if they want to connect with you?
CassieRywich.com. My web gal is currently, and Linda helped me with that page. So when that does come up, which is hopefully going to be sometime in June, and I don't know when this is going to air, but I'm excited for that to roll out. You'll see how Linda helped me build that funnel, that page out. But CassieRywich.com, and Cassie Rywich is my handle on social.
Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a chance, stop by the website at lindamendable.com. Sign up for the Blog Cure, which is an awesome, awesome course that I created that will help you set up your blog or take your blog to the next level. And join us over at Monetizing Mompreneurs Facebook group. I just want to say again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.